excited today to be bringing you, the Arizona homeowners, the latest and greatest information on one of the newest pieces of technology to help you stay more comfortable all year long. We're here with Andrew Dobbins from Intelligent Design Air Conditioning and Plumbing down in Tucson. Andrew, again, thanks for coming up.
Yes, sir.
And let's give your phone number out. The phones are kind of blowing up here.
All right. If your house doesn't feel like heaven, 520-888-8787 and online at idesignac.com.
And your service area?
Is Pima County. All of Southern Arizona, we're going to be helping you out there.
Okay, very good. And Rich?
SunTrack is 480-999-6091. And website is gosuntrack.com, and GoSunTrack is GoSunTrac.com.
Okay. And again.
And our service area is the greater Phoenix Valley.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for catching it. The compelling thing to me is the fact that we can include an air conditioner with this solar component purchase price. And all of the equipment necessary to do this applies towards a 26% tax credit.
That's right. Let me explain why really quick.
Man.
The way that the solar law was written for the tax code is anything that's required in order to get the solar in qualifies. That's why you're seeing so many churches and schools do big shade structures. They wanted the shade structure anyway, but by doing that and putting the solar on it, the shade structure got the tax credit. If you had a section of roof you had to redo to put solar on it, that gets the tax credit. If you need an electric panel upgrade, that gets the tax credit. Well, with this, because you need the compressor to run the refrigerant through the panel, you need the heat exchange in the coil, you need the ductwork, you need the filter, you need all of the components, the entire purchase, including if you needed new ductwork. It's the whole thing gets the tax credit, which is why it makes this so appealing. So not only is it not costing.
And that's 26% this year.
Yes. So we are on a timeline. So the federal tax credit is scheduled to go away. This year it's 26%. Next year it's 22%. And then residentially it goes away the next year after that. So right now, 1,000 from state, 26% federal. If you're going to do this, even if you weren't maybe planning on an AC this year, it will save you an enormous amount to do it this year versus next.
So, now, what if I just bought a new air conditioner like 2-3 years ago?
Or how about last week?
Yeah. So what's going to happen is you will get the tax credit on the panel. The panel itself, not the entire system, has to be purchased in the same fiscal year.
So I can still get the panel installed post new unit installed from a couple years ago, and it works all together?
As long as you have a multi-stage compressor, but the tax credit won't cover the entire purchase price. You're going to end up paying for some of the panel. So it's
right.
Not quite as attractive as doing it with a system.
But you can do it now, and you can put it on a two-stage or multi-stage system or a variable speed compressor-based system. You can add the system to it, even if it's 6 months or 3 years old or whatever it may be. So that is available, and then, as Andrew said, the tax credit will cover the equipment and installation on the solar thermal system.
Beautiful.
And you're still going to reduce the electric bill. If you have a three-year-old system, you'll reduce the bill, extend the life, and lower the repairs. So it's still a really good deal.
And you're coming over when?
Well, you live up north, so that'd be Rich helping
right.
you out there.
It's like, just as soon as you and I can schedule.
I might get Rich before you, man.
Rich, it's like one of these things. Why didn't someone else think of this years ago?
Well, what's interesting is that they actually did. About 20-some-odd years ago, they were using this evacuated tube water panel type system, and they started putting it on small air conditioners in Asia. I saw them in Malaysia. I saw them in Indonesia and some other places. But the problem was they were small, and they can only generate a certain amount of heat before they'll damage the air conditioner. It has no temperature controls, et cetera. So what we did is we found the best of breed as far as a thermal system, a thermal energy generator, And then what we did is redesigned it for air conditioning. So it has temperature controls. We use Emerson temperature sensors. The system itself tracks the sun, but it also can untrack, go the other way.
It looks away
when it reaches its limit. It modulates in a very narrow temperature band. So it delivers precise energy, but it never provides more than the system requires. So it was an interesting idea. But no one ever took it to the next level, which is what we've done.
All right. And in Phoenix, the number?
Is 480-999-6091.
And in Tucson?
520-888-8787.
All right. Well, I can't thank you guys enough for coming in and sharing this information with our homeowners. I think it's safe to say, folks, I wouldn't get a quote on a new air conditioner without taking a look at this. For sure. Absolutely.
Thanks, Rosie.
Thanks again, guys, for coming in. Thank you. Appreciate it.